We continue today in our Moment of Tshuva series, and I want to share with you what I think is an incredible insight from the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam in the Laws of Repentance, again, we still find ourselves in the first chapter, first halacha. So in the last segment, we discussed the idea that in the Maimonidean model of Tshuva, vidui, confession, is a pivotal part of tshuva. One can't have tshuva without vidui, without confession. So on a very basic level, so remember again, we spoke about the idea that vidui, confession, is necessary because until I confess it, it's not real. A lot of times in life we do things that are not correct, and the truth is the human mind is an incredible tool. And at first we feel guilty, we feel bad, we're not going to do it again. Then we make excuses. And then if you're exceptionally gifted, a person is even able to turn that chet, turn that adera, turn that sin into something good. By confessing the sin, I have to acknowledge the fact that there is something inside of me that is in a state of disrepair. I have to acknowledge the fact that I did something wrong. And only once I admit that I have a problem have I taken the first step ultimately to solving and resolving that issue. So the Rambam's formulation is very interesting. The Rambam discusses the idea, we spoke about this in the last class, last segment, Ana Hashem, please Hashem, Chatasi Avisi Pashati Lefanacha, I've sinned, Va'asisi Kach V'Kach, and I've done so and so and so and so. Remember again, the Rambam taught us, it's not just enough to make a general confession, one must make a sin-specific confession. But here's what I want to focus you on. V'har Nichamti Uboshti B'Ma'asai. So the Rambam uses two words here that are quite interesting. Boshti, I understand, means I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed that I sinned. Now that embarrassment could be understood in a variety of different ways. It could be that I'm embarrassed because I recognize that I have sinned in front of God. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows everything, sees everything, and so I'm embarrassed that I did this thing in front of Him. Or I'm embarrassed that I wasn't able to withstand the challenge. I'm embarrassed that in the moment of sin I was weak. I'm embarrassed that I was unable to fight against my wants, my desires, my urges, my proclivities. So boshti, embarrassment, I understand. What's fascinating is this other word that Rambam uses, nichamti. Now nichamti sounds a lot like the word nechama. Nechama we often translate as consolation. But here, if Soloveitchik has an incredible insight, not an insight that actually the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, but actually an insight that I've mentioned over the years regarding Shabbos Nachamu. Rav Soloveitchik points out that we normally translate the word nechama as consolation. But in fact, that may not be totally etymologically accurate. The first time we find the word nechama mentioned in the Torah is in Bereshis, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created man, and man unfortunately has begun to go down a downward spiral of spiritual descent. And the Torah says, Vayinachim Hashem al asos Adam. Literally, God had nechama that He created man. And Rashi HaKadosh points out, he says, what is Vayinachim? Nishapech libo, nishapech machshavto. Hashem had a change of heart. He had a change of heart. As such, Rav Soloveitchik explains so beautifully that the word nechama doesn't really mean consolation, but rather it means change of perspective. Now you'll ask, why is it then that we use the word nechama for consolation? Because more often than not in life, true nechama, true consolation comes about when you change your perspective. We realize that I very often can't change the realities of my life. I may not be able to change the circumstances of my life, but the one thing I do control is my perspective. So consolation comes about when I accept the fact that I can't change the circumstances, but I do what I can in order to change my perspective. How does that apply to tshuva? So what the Rambam is teaching us is something amazing. Nichamti. You know, the Gemara says that in adam chote velo lo, a person sins because they think they're going to get a benefit from it. Meaning, most times, 99% of the time, we don't sin because we're angry at God. I'm not sinning to shtach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I'm sinning because I want to get something out of it. Whether it's a pleasure, whether it's to satisfy a desire, whether it's some type of material gain, emotional gain. In adam chote velo lo, we sin because we think we're going to benefit some way from it. And the Rambam here says something amazing. But sometimes in the aftermath of sin, I have a startling realization. I did not get from the sin what I thought I would. Now, it could very well be that I did get from the sin exactly what I thought that I would get, but I didn't contemplate the repercussions. I didn't contemplate the negative fallout. I didn't contemplate the estrangement from God and the estrangement from myself. And therefore, says the Rambam, as part of the process of vidui, we say, "Vahari nichamti, chatosi avisi pashati asisi kach vekach." God, I've sinned, and yes, boshti, I'm embarrassed. But more importantly, nichamti, I've had a change of perspective. You see, I thought sin was going to give me A, B, C, and D. I thought sin was going to be worth it because it was going to create for me this windfall. And you know what? I was wrong. I've had a change of perspective. And what I thought sin was going to give me, even if it did yield for me those things, I don't think I properly contemplated the negative fallout from that sin. That's the nechamti. That's the change of perspective. So the Rambam is explaining to us in such a profound way that tshuva, that vidui, confession, is so much more than just saying, sorry, al chait, slach lanu, ashamnu, bagavnu. It's so much more than that. It's an introspective process where I have to be honest with myself and I have to say, yes, I did this particular sin. And let me analyze why I did it. Because ein adam chote velo lo, a person only sins if they think they're going to get something from it. So I did it because I thought I was going to get something. Did I get the something I thought I would? And maybe the answer is yes, but I probably didn't contemplate the fallout. I probably didn't contemplate the negative repercussions. I probably didn't do my cost-benefit analysis. I only thought about what I would gain, but I didn't think about what I would lose. And therefore, the Rambam says part of the tshuva process is undergoing this difficult and yes, sometimes painful introspective process. I might have gained something, but unfortunately I may have lost a lot more. Chatosi avisi pashati asisi kach vekach vahari nichamti uboshti b'maasai. I'm embarrassed and I've had a change of perspective. I will not do this again because what I thought I would get, I didn't. And not only did I not get what I thought I would, but I've lost so much more in the process. We'll stop here for today, and Emir Tashem will continue tomorrow with more of the Rambam Silchos Tshuva. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.